6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Menswear. Style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Haggers.
Straight down to it, Bancroft, in, out or in limbo?
The Australian selectors will be derelict in their duty and they will lack integrity if they don't now play Cameron Bancroft to open the batting for Australia in the first test starting Thursday week. They said, the entire Australian cricket hierarchy said, before the three Sheffield Shield blocks going into this Ashes summer, that we will pick players on form. Cameron Bancroft now cannot be ignored as Australia's in-form opening batsman. If they have integrity, these Sheffield Shield matches, with what Cameron Bancroft has done, means he has to play for Australia. Now, Matt Renshaw cannot be picked on promise any longer. He's now gone something like, he's gone 14 innings since in not making a 50. And his Sheffield Shield performances so far this summer, 17 and 16, 1 and 19, 16. Cameron Bancroft has made 161 not out yesterday. He's batted the entire day. He batted for 76 not out and carried his own bat and faced 187 balls in the first innings last weekend against a world-class pace attack. He then made 86 in the second innings, facing 168 balls. The kid has now faced 104 overs in his last three innings and been dismissed once. If the Australian selectors have integrity, the informed batsman opens the batting for Australia. I don't fall for the argument about him being Australia's wicketkeeper. He is a national class wicketkeeper. He hasn't done enough. Peter Neville deserves that position at number seven. And I do feel, I'm getting a strong impression that Hilton Cartwright will hold his place at number six. Against some of the wishes of some of the others who want Glenn Maxwell to play, Glenn Maxwell who failed again yesterday, made four off nine balls. But what Hilton Cartwright did last weekend was knock over Steve Smith with his part-time seamers. And that's what I think they need. A batsman, recognised batsman at number six. Cartwright made 61 and 38 against Tasmania. I know he made a pair against that quality attack last weekend. It didn't go down well. He's worked on his batting. The big strength for Greg Chappell is, Hilton Cartwright, is that Greg Chappell's a massive rap for him. Mm-hmm. He was here yesterday. He watched his 35. He was poor after lunch. He was good before lunch.
Zach Clark, Fremantle Docker, former.
Yep.
Any interest?
A lot of interest from West Coast.
West Coast?
Yeah. So we're breaking up. There's a few bits and pieces I want to get to today. I'm quite enthused about some of these. Zach Clark has had some interest from West Coast as that backup ruckman, a bit of a Drew Petrie type.
Mm-hmm.
If he came, he probably plays a lot at East Perth, whereas we know what happened with Scott Lysett last year, and Drew Petrie had to finish up, and Vardy as well, had to play a lot of footy. My understanding is West Coast is showing a lot of interest in Zach Clark as a potential draftee or even a rookie, a bit like what they did with Drew Petrie. So let's monitor that because next Friday, not this Friday, the following Friday is the draft. I think if he doesn't get picked up in the draft, because West Coast will have late picks, probably as a rookie, a lot of interest in Zach Clark. Well, it would be an olive branch to his career. He didn't play this year, as we know.
It would be a big transfer from Peel Thunder to East Perth.
Yeah, well, and from down the road across the river. I think he actually even sold some of his furniture a week or so ago. What's that website? Yeah, that's it. I knew you'd know.
Feels he might have bought it.
a lot of interest there. Now, a bit of breaking news. This is a bit of a shock that's going to rock WA footy, is that John Haynes, who is the football manager, the general manager of football operations at the WA Football Commission, will be appointed Gold Coast football operations general manager.
Is that right?
If not today, tomorrow, maybe go today, that it's been on 882 6PR breakfast program. So he was the high performance general manager at the commission 2007 to 2009, went to North Melbourne for 5 years, back here with the commission. So it looks like he's getting that job the Gold Coast. Socceroos, lot developing in our favour, I reckon. The likes of Tim Cale, light session yesterday, Matthew Leckie, Mark Milligan, Robbie Cruz, all saying that they're fit and healthy. So things developing for us for tomorrow night.
And Italy out.
Oh, shocker, isn't it? 60 years.
Different World Cup without Italy, that's for sure. But
can you say that in Italian?
Sweden are in.
Well, bye-bye.
Yeah. Ciao. Ciao, Italia. Ciao, baby. Ciao. Ciao. It's 8 o'clock. Peter Ford is next.